go to sleep. But these niggas think they good, but I really know they suck. And niggas think they hood, but I really know they punks. The man with the most isn't always in the front. So hit that west side and we'll give you what you want. A nice black guy that'll go with all them lumps. And I try to stay quiet if it ain't involving us. She asked me where I came from, I told her where you headed. Back to LA, I said, baby, what you reppin'? I got these ideas and I'm trying to make some records. So when the train stops this time, I'ma catch it. When the train stops this time, I'ma catch it. And when the train stops this time, I'ma catch it. When the train stops this time, I'ma catch it. So when the train stops, the very first time I heard Black Superman, I knew it was okay to just act like who I am. I used to rob stores for a tape I could afford. I wanna thank the Lord for the life of Tupac Shakur. I know living's hard, but you gotta see the light. You never gon' make it if you never roll the dice. Take the first step, that was Dr. King advice. Going no days off, I'm gon' practice every night. I got so many thoughts and I got so much to write.
Stranded in the housing, of our moving house in. We were gonna hit every port and every Cape Town. We were gonna give a full report of sorts to your mother up in Cabo and her new cohort. Damn, can't believe your father left his land, the creek, to cry.
Thank you for tuning in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We are your hosts, DJ Crunchberry.
And DJ J. Alfred. And we're finally back together in the studio after two solo weeks. So it feels good to have you back.
Yeah,
I have to say.
Last week I was out with tonsillitis, and then the week before Owen here was home with norovirus. But here we are.
Yeah, so to start you off today, we hit you with the Shins with their song Bait and Switch, and you just heard Volcano Choir with their song Alaskans. So two sort of different songs, but we put this playlist together pretty recently, so it might be a little eclectic this week. There's not really any sort of theme. We're back. We're happy. It's been a couple beautiful days strung together, so everybody's feeling good. Although my allergies started, so that's interesting. I don't think they've ever started in February before. Let's get back to the music, shall we?
Yeah, here goes.
There's something funny about the way the flames flicker out on the gates to Greenwood and their gleams. Responsibility to the founders buried. If I could lay down, I'd let myself accept the ground.
The preference for the politics. first time on ahead. You got up and tucked your own self into bed. So when the lines are drawn and all the powder's matted, you'll be standing there and blinking at your image. And you'll wish that it would turn around and do what it's supposed to. But reflections do not turn themselves away. Yeah, you wish that you would turn around and do what you're supposed to.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You just heard Spirit Weed with their song Stay Home. And then before that was Modest Mouse with their song A Life of Arctic Sounds. And then before that was Slaughter Beach Dog with their song Politics of Grooming.
We were just hanging out here in Studio A, and I were chatting about the Oscars last night, which neither of us watched because we both have homework, and we don't have 4 hours of our lives to spare on a Sunday night. But I guess there was some nonsense over. They announced the best picture as they announced La La Land as the best picture because the guy had the card for Emma Stone's winning the best actress for La La Land, so he announced that, and then mid-speech they cut them off to say, no, actually it was Moonlight, which I didn't see La La Land. Owen saw, you've seen both.
I've seen both, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And you, what did you say you preferred?
I actually preferred La La Land as a movie, but like you said, it's not like a travesty that Moonlight won. But what I realized like made that whole event like awful was like they were giving like their acceptance speech, right? Like,
yeah.
And so the thing is like, La La Land was like the heavy favorite to win. Like everybody was saying La La Land was going to win. So they probably weren't surprised at all like when they won, but then like they just roped that away and they're like, "Oh, actually you didn't win and it's like the underdog Moonlight won." So that like they were probably not surprised at all like hearing their name called. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
like, I feel
like
that just makes it infinitely worse.
Whereas like the surprise for Moonlight there was not nearly as much surprise in Moonlight not winning in the first place.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, at least, like, I feel like I have no idea how to speak on behalf of a director or whatever, but if your actress wins best lead actress or best supporting or, like, anything, you can kind of take some, like, you know, even if this isn't an Oscar this isn't an award from me, it's like,
right.
I contributed to this, like, I get some credit for this. Usually they thank them in the speech.
You're doing something, right?
Yeah, like, so they got something for La La Land already. Manchester by the Sea got Casey Affleck won lead actor for Manchester by the Sea, and then Moonlight already had Best Supporting Actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that guy's name. The guy who's
Juan.
Yeah,
in the movie it
was.
I don't know,
and he's only in like the first third of the movie.
Yeah.
Surprising that he got Best Supporting Actor, but good for him, I guess. But like they all had those as like the three kind of the ones you heard the most about already had something. So it's not like anyone got completely shortchanged.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Well, I feel bad for the director of La La Land. I think his name's Damien Chazelle, but I might be mispronouncing that. Also directed probably one of my favorite movies of all time, Whiplash, which was also the runner-up for Best Picture behind Birdman. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah,
movie.
I do remember that. And Birdman was like the underdog. Like, I remember
Birdman to win.
I didn't watch it until after.
Yeah.
I really liked Birdman, though, actually.
Yeah, Birdman's a great movie, but it's like what we were just talking about, like another movie about like showbiz. Like, I guess that's why people think that those movies win all the time. But like, I don't know. I feel bad for the guy. Like, the dude makes great movies, can't win. Well, maybe he has won one in the past.
In that one, J.K. Simmons got Best Supporting Actor for
Whiplash.
Yeah,
you're right.
Which was absolutely deserved.
That was deserved,
awesome.
Well, Emma Stone was deserved, too. She was really good.
I wouldn't know. I can't say because I haven't
seen
it. Oh,
true. You didn't see
all
that. There's I don't want to spoil the movie for anyone, but like towards the end of the movie, she has like a moment where I was like, this is like
real.
Like, you're gonna win an Oscar like, for this scene, you know?
Well, like, if that's like what I was saying before is if he has multiple years where he has actors winning something like Best Supporting Actor, like, one, that's a credit for his ability because I'm assuming he took part in the casting,
right?
If he wasn't like in charge of it, he contributed,
right?
And like, someone can only act as well as the director enables them to,
mm-hmm.
from what I would imagine. So, I don't know. I guess you could take some comfort in that, but it's not nearly as nice as, like, having the Oscar for
Best
Picture.
And also, like, the fact that La La Land probably pulled in millions and millions of dollars.
I think La La Land paid
for
itself.
He can take console in that. solace in that.
Well, that's another, like, every year, there are a lot of consistent people choose like the Oscars as like a way to talk about activism or some social injustice.
Was there a lot of that? Well, I guess you didn't really watch.
But there's that every year, and
yeah.
like there's a lot of overlapping ones. Like, especially in the past few years, people have been very upset with how disproportionately white the Oscar nominees and winners are.
Yep.
And this year, a lot of people, because like every third actor goes up there and rants about some social issue. Like,
right.
Obviously, Donald Trump is the biggest one right now, but people will talk about some like injustice or like issue of poverty. And
remember Leo did that, DiCaprio did that climate change one last
year. Yeah, that, well, because he's a big climate change guy, but people will also like this year I saw a lot of stuff on like Twitter and, you know, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, about how it's like actor goes on stage, like complains about social issue, isn't willing to donate like 1% of their hundreds of, you know, millions of dollars or whatever that they have. Like, these are people who live in like one of the most luxurious lifestyles.
Right. Well, that's the
and
thing.
And complaining about social injustice.
Yeah. Like, besides the fact that the Oscars are 4 hours long and they should be an hour long, like, the other issue is like I have a hard time like with people like standing up there in tuxedos holding like golden trophies, like talking about how like the deteriorating state of the world. It's like, okay, well, like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just there's a certain irony.
But at the same
that.
Time, it's like it almost like I do feel like it would be worse if they didn't talk about that. Like, it's right. good that they're like not just up there like, I know I'm great, so like, let's talk about me.
Right.
Instead, they're like, okay, let's talk about, you know, this issue. But maybe I just have fundamental problems with like the concept of these like awards being so much.
I can't handle award shows, man. It's one of those things that I've just never been able to handle. And like anybody who like knows me will like speak to this. It's just like I, because like my mom and my sister like. And my brothers actually like live for those award shows, like Grammys, Oscars, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can't, they're too long and heavy handed. And like,
well, I don't know. I could talk for the rest of the show about all my issues with the Grammys and the way that the Grammy, like something like, so Chance won Best Album this year, right?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Or he won like 8 Grammys or something. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, are we gonna just say, because is it supposed to be like you sold the most albums or the most people listen to you, so that means you make the best music? Mm-hmm. Like, is that what we're... Because if we just come to terms with that, it's like, why not just stick... Like, the Billboard charts already tell us who sells the most albums. We don't need... Like, the Grammys don't mean anything at that point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where... And then who... Adele got it over Beyonce.
Yeah, and then she, like, said that Beyonce deserved it. But well, that feels patronizing to me. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then... Well, like, the thing about that is, like... Yeah, I definitely feel like... If we're going off of, like, you know, whoever people like is the best, Beyonce gets a lot more love than Adele.
Oh, yeah. From all spheres. Yeah. Like, yeah, like.
And so that, like, you look at that and you're like, wow, okay, like, this is really preferring white people, like, you know, definitely preferring how people get marketed. But, I don't know, it's just for, like, there needs to be some consistency. Like, are you going to say that you don't? Because, like, 1 year they gave Beck the best album. Like, 2 or 3 years ago they gave Beck the
over,
best album.
Like, Rihanna or something.
And it's like, are you sticking to the idea of whoever's...
Oh, no, it was over Kanye West, that's who it was.
Okay. Yeah. But if you're sticking to the idea of whoever's topping the charts gets the, like, awards, and we're going to say they're making the best music, which... I am against in principle, but if that's what you're going to do, that's what you're going to do. Like, mm-hmm. you should at least be able to stand by that and not be like, oh no, this year we're going for who we think has the most artistic merit, which is coincidentally the year when a black person would have been on top of the charts and a white person suddenly has more artistic merit. Than, like,
yeah. Well, I've read a lot about the Oscars, like, consciously, like, addressing that. I haven't heard much about the Grammys. I don't know if that's just an issue of me not, like, looking into it, but, like, the Oscars have, I don't know if they're really doing anything about it, but, like, they have, like, addressed that issue, you know what I mean?
And people say, like, it's kind of the, I don't know, people push it on, like, the consumer all the time, because they say, like, white people can't look at, like, an Asian person in, like, a lead role for a movie. Like, if there's an Asian person in the lead role of a movie, it's about the fact that they're Asian. Yeah. It is very rarely, like, they just happen to be an Asian person playing this role that is complex for some other reason. Whereas, like, a white person can be playing, you know...
No, I get what you're
like
saying.
Like, anything.
Yeah.
Like it's not about them being white.
Semi-related note. Have you seen trailers... The movie might honestly be out. Have you seen trailers for that Great Wall movie?
Yes, and it stars...
Matt Damon,
yeah.
About a movie about ancient China. Like, it stars Matt Damon.
That's wild. And it's like, people, like, get in their face about it and say, like, it is not okay that you whitewash movies like this.
Right.
Like, this is, like, a serious injustice. And they're just like, okay, but it's making money. Like, we're, like, you can't...
People are
going to
see Matt Damon.
Exactly. Right. Like, people are going to go see, like... Oh, that's crazy. I saw an article that, like, people were excited. I think there's another movie being made about... I want to say China, but that might be incorrect. It's, like, a historical Chinese movie, and it's, like, actually starring a Chinese girl, which is, like, a big deal.
And that, like, shouldn't be a big deal. Exactly. It shouldn't be a big deal.
But it's almost, like, how, like, in the face of people opposing them, they just put Matt Damon's face on a movie called what's called The Wall.
The Great Wall. Honestly, might be called The Great Wall. Like, like no ambiguousness about it. Ambiguity is the word I was looking for. That was my big like, come on, man, moment. Like, seriously. I feel you on that. I agree with what you're saying there. Yeah. But why don't we go back to doing what we do best, which is shutting up and playing some music.
All right.
And we might be back with some more topics after
some more hot takes.
Yeah, some more hot takes.
We'll see.
All right. Enjoy, folks.
Did the sea so nice put the hands on you? I can't really say I can't really say. Are you swinging from the eaves in a tasteful noose? I can't really say I can't really say.
I hate to see be our fate. Sitting here in silence while you lie beside me and wait for the song to end. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. I'll make that song sound right. I'll play it again and again and again. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. This is not a good thing. I don't mean to rationalize or try and explain it away. It's not okay. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
The sand, oh, far from home. So I sit to write this down. I guess it's not really brave. I know I'm not awake. I haven't written this part yet. Bug bites on vacation. You find the sad in everything. Can't see you cry. You're down the street. I wonder when you'll talk to me. Your eyes reflect the greenish moon.
Somebody tell me what I'm thinking to think. watching movies and packing up for UCLA. I'm just glad I got to be waking up next to you. You'll make a rich man really happy someday. Thoughts about breakthrough. If I told you it'd just scare you, so I gotta act like I'm caught up in the same undertow. 'Cause I could buy off your stress and make bank off nonsense. Well, there's days I wish I really could sink down low. Go through the phone, it's hard to tell you all the shit I've been through. Just know our petty lies won't break while defending my manic patterns. To my problems and punch the drywall. Oh, it's all getting so ridiculous.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Our friend Zane had to leave a couple minutes early. He's got a calculus test. So if you know Zane, send him a message. Wish him some good luck. He's been stressing about it. So just to let you guys know what we've been playing for the past couple of while, we played Spirit Weed with their song Stay Home. Then we played Deer in Their Headlights with I'm Not Crying, You're Not Crying, Are You? After that was Car Seat Headdress with Drunk Drivers of Killer Whales. Then The Water Cycle with I Went on a Date for the First Time in a Year and Cried After. The Water Cycle is, of course, my friend Joe's band from Harvard. So throw them a like on Facebook. Check out their album on Spotify. They're really, really talented. That's The Water Cycle. Their EP is called Other Boys. So be sure to check them out. After The Water Cycle was Frankie Cosmos with the song Outside with the Cuties. Then Fruit Bats with You're Too Weird. After that was Lord Huron with their song Louisa. Lord Huron, we play him all the time on this show. And then you just heard Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra with their song Dunce. Anyways, I am going to hop off the mic for now and just play you guys out with a little Sufjan Stevens. So I hope you all have a great week. Weather's supposed to be nice. You know, getting closer to spring break, so just keep on fighting. We're almost there. And yeah, all right. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in next week, same time, same place, and I'll see you there. All right. Enjoy, folks.
materials, they may sound just right.